Not everyone's thinking sweetness and love this holiday. In Los Angeles, people are singing and dancing about divorce.
Half of the furniture, pots and the pans.
Half of the woman and half of the man.
Aaron Kamler created Divorce, the musical. It opens tonight, yes, on Valentine's night. And it tells the story of one couple untying the knot.
The story is about Penny and Rich, who are a couple in their 30s, who've been married for about 4 years, and they decide to go their separate ways based on having different expectations about what marriage and relationships really should be. He wants a more traditional family and traditional wife, and she really wants to focus on her career. So despite their genuine love for each other, they have different expectations, and so they decide to get a divorce.
They didn't talk about that before they got married, huh?
Apparently not.
All right.
But as soon as they start, you know, the legal process of getting divorced, they realize that their lawyers are more interested in sending them down a road in which they have to really become enemies in order to satisfy the lawyers' needs.
Dance our way to court, do they got to shoe up, dooby-dooby, hear me say. Dance our way to court, do they got to shoe up, dooby-dooby, hear me say.
Now, I don't want to tread too heavily here, but you yourself have been divorced. Did you draw on your own experience much?
I have been divorced. I've been divorced twice, and many of the people in my life have also been through it, including my parents. I didn't draw on my actual personal experience, but I certainly drew from the palette of emotions, you know, that I've experienced going through it, and that I've also observed other people going through as well.
The divorce rate in our country is very high, as we all know. Just about, you know, nearly one in two marriages ends in divorce.
Right.
Second marriages, though. And you've had one.
Mm-hmm.
Some people would say, well, that really is the triumph of experience over hope, or perhaps hope over experience. Do you think it's harder?
I think in some ways it is. I think for a lot of people, the expectations are so much higher, even in the second marriage, because you want to really get it right the second time. And then if and when it fails, it's that much farther of a fall.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about the other song we've got here, Rebound Sex.
Yes.
That sounds optimistic.
Rebound Sex comes about halfway through the show when the couple's therapist encourages both the husband and wife to go out and start dating.
Rebound Sex, rebound.
Come along, take a ride, jump on board, get inside, there's no
retail.
Why make a musical about this?
It's actually, we're finding that our audiences in the preview weeks really want to talk about their own experiences and kind of, in a way, want to process what they've been through. And the musical gives them a way to kind of, to do that. After one of the performances last week, for instance, I noticed a couple standing up right after the performance, and the woman turned to who I imagine was her husband or whoever he was, and she said, "That's the way it happens. They just drag it out."
You have now been divorced twice. You're opening a musical called Divorce on Valentine's Day. And I just want to ask if you have any special plans for this evening.
I plan to spend this evening with my boyfriend, who's also the producer of the show, and hopefully have a wonderful night.
Aaron Kamler, we really want to wish you a happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. To you as well.
Divorce opens tonight, February the 14th, at the Hudson Main Stage Theater in Hollywood, California. Thank you again, Aaron Kamler.
Thank you.
Yeah.